I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, March 9. Coming up, Jamaica to get access to another $233 million from the IMF. Government investing $16.7 billion in infrastructure development and Hagley Park Road to be widened. The news in detail after the break.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
Now the news. Jamaica is on course for an additional drawdown of approximately $233 million under the three-year precautionary standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, if needed. That's the word from Finance Minister Audley Shaw, who says the country has met all criteria following the third IMF review.
Jamaica met all the quantitative, fiscal and monetary performance criteria under the program through to the end of December 2017. The government has also achieved all the structural benchmarks. Significant progress has also been made towards attaining the benchmarks beyond the March 2018 quarter.
Minister Shaw was speaking at Friday's Joint Government of Jamaica IMF press conference at the Office of the Prime Minister. The sum will become available subject to the IMF Executive Board's approval of the review at its meeting scheduled for April. In the meantime, International Monetary Fund IMF Mission Chief to Jamaica Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan says the island has made considerable progress on macroeconomic policies and outcomes. However, in order to achieve further productivity and growth, she says the government must urgently address issues such as crime, bureaucratic processes, and access to financing. She adds that government will also need to act decisively on reducing the public sector wage bill.
Structurally reducing the wage bill is critical for the government to reprioritize spending towards growth-enhancing projects. Creating the space for much-needed growth-enhancing capital spending and building the social safety net will require going beyond temporary remedies like wage freezes and adjustments to non-wage benefits. It will require high-quality measures to overhaul the compensation structure, to retain skills and reward performance, streamline allowances, and prioritize government functions and shed activities that are unaffordable.
Dr. Ramakrishnan was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Friday. She says while these reforms will lead to a smaller public sector workforce, they will support a holistic reduction of the wage bill. The IMF team, led by Dr. Ramakrishnan, conducted its review from February 26 to March 9. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says $16.7 billion, or 81% of the $20.6 billion allocated to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, is earmarked for works-related projects. The investment is aimed at developing and improving the country's physical infrastructure. 95% of the allocation under the works portfolio is attributed to two major road projects, the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, and the initiation of civil works under the Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project. The remaining 5% will facilitate the construction of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade's headquarters in downtown Kingston and continuation of the Road Rehabilitation Project 2.
These expenditures reflect the significant and substantive focus of this government to ensure that more roads are built and maintained. These include farm roads and roads in rural and urban areas of Jamaica.
The finance minister was opening the 2018-19 budget debate in the House of Representatives Thursday. He says infrastructure continues to be crucial to the government's growth agenda. And motorists are being advised to look out for traffic changes in the 3 miles area of St. Andrew as major technical work is to begin under a reconstruction project for Hagley Park Road. Under the project, traffic bridges will be constructed at 3 miles and Hagley Park Road will be widened to accommodate 4 lanes of traffic. A significant feature will be the construction of 2 overpasses to facilitate non-stopping traffic flow through 3 miles from Halfway Tree and along Spanish Town Road. The technical work in the 3 miles area will see a number of holes being dug as part of field work being conducted by the National Works Agency before the final approval of the bridges. The works, valued at $56.5 million, will include the installation of new traffic signals, turning lanes, construction of median barriers, and road markings. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.